Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily Fire It Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to the No Holds Barred Wrestling Show for Monday, March 18th. The Raw Recap Raw this week came to you from Chicago, Illinois. With me is Giancarlo Alino. Giancarlo, what did you think of Raw tonight?
It wasn't the greatest of Raws, and I expected a lot better, considering the crowd started off hot with Brock Lesnar starting off the show. It is in Chicago. They are known to being a real great crowd, and this is the road to WrestleMania, so I was a little disappointed in the show's overall quality tonight. I thought there was too much filler in it, and yeah, not a great sign if you're heading into the biggest show of the year.
All right, it starts off with Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman runs down Seth Rollins, then talks about Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre makes his way out, but Seth Rollins comes down with a chair and beats him down. In the opening bout, Finn Balor and a mystery partner that turned out to be Braun Strowman took on Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Yeah, this match I really liked. Leo Rush stood out to me. I like the Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman back and forth. I thought that was real interesting. Those two would, I think, put on a great match if given the time and a chance at WrestleMania for the IC title. I think they would do great. They teased that Leo Rush was going to maybe get that win on Braun Strowman when he hit him with the splash. So it was a good surprise, and Finn Balor and Braun Strowman win after Strowman just absolutely destroyed Leo Rush with that power slam. So a great win for the babyfaces in this match.
Alexa Bliss comes out for the Moment of Bliss. She introduces Elias, who announces he'll be the solo rock act for WrestleMania. Then the Congo line from No Way Jose comes out with Heavy Machinery. Actually, it was Giancarlo, but anyways. And then No Way Jose beats him down, disguised. So it was Elias then taking on No Way Jose, and Elias winning. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it was not the biggest highlight of the show, but Elias being the solo musical act at WrestleMania tells you that he's going to be interrupted at least 10 times during the night. He's probably not going to get in one song in. And WrestleMania is known to bring back these legends, and who knows who will interrupt them at WrestleMania. Maybe a big name, maybe a Hall of Famer will come out and get their moment. But yeah, Elias, it's too bad he's not going to be in a big program. I think he really deserves to be in a one-on-one match at WrestleMania, but at least he's going to be featured on a majority of the show.
All right, then it was time for Kurt Angle to announce who he's going to take on at WrestleMania, and it will be Baron Corbin. Chad Gable came out for his match against Kurt Angle. Good match, lasted 12 and a half minutes. Kurt Angle getting victory. Giancarlo.
Yeah, I think the Baron Corbin announcement was a little underwhelming. The crowd wasn't too pleased about it. And for the Chicago fans to chant, "We want John Cena," that is that's not a great sign for Baron Corbin. It shows the great heel, but the sign of like Kurt Angle, his last match in the WWE ring against Baron Corbin, isn't going to sit too well with fans. And tonight, Chad Gable, I liked it. Great match, but I don't want to see Kurt Angle wrestle like right now. I think going into WrestleMania, he at his age, and especially all the bumps and surgeries he's had, I think he shouldn't be wrestling these long matches, 12-minute matches back and forth. It's going to probably ruin the overall quality of his WrestleMania match, but it was a good match, I think, with Chad Gable, and it elevated Chad Gable's status as a single competitor.
Apollo Crews came backstage. Corbin was talking to the Revival. Apollo Crews sort of challenged Corbin to a match. He said, "Nobody likes you." And then Corbin basically turns to Revival, "These guys like me." And Revival said, "No way." Anyways, Bayley and Sasha in the ring. As they were talking about the tag team titles, they're going to show up tomorrow on SmackDown. Out of nowhere, Natalya and Beth Phoenix come out. They start a brawl. Then we have Natalya fighting. So they basically, Natalya fought Sasha Banks. It went to no contest because Nia Jax and Tamina come down and destroy everybody. Your thoughts?
Beth Phoenix kind of said that when her and Natalya a decade ago, when they were running on SmackDown in the Divas division, they didn't really have this opportunity to have the women's tag team titles. And right now, that's beatdown that Nia Jax and Tamina gave her at Fastlane kind of led to her decision of coming out of retirement, and now Natalya wants to, or Beth Phoenix, sorry, wants that opportunity with Natalya at WrestleMania. They laid down the challenge, and it looks like we're going to have Sasha Banks and Bayley defend their titles against Beth and Natalya, and also Nia Jax and Tamina. Maybe another team will come in from SmackDown, but overall, I like how they furthered this program. It was inevitable that they're going to keep both teams looking strong. They didn't want Natalya taking a loss, I think, tonight. So having Nia Jax and Tamina come out and interrupt them is a good way to set the stage for their WrestleMania match.
Ricochet then took on Jinder Mahal. First of all, Ricochet in a singles match, very good to see. 6 minutes 50 seconds, beats Jinder Mahal. The reason why he was in a singles match, because Aleister Black stole my girlfriend, Selena Vega, playing honeymoon, got another 17 tattoos, blah, 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 blah. What did you think about Ricochet?
Yeah, it's about time that they finally made Ricochet look like the star that he is, a single star, not a tag team star with Aleister Black. He is a single star. He's able to showcase his moves tonight. The crowd is really on his side, the Chicago crowd. And much like Aaron brought up last week on Ask Me Anything, Aleister Black and Ricochet are those two guys that don't need to be in a team. And tonight we saw why, and I'm looking forward to see where Ricochet is going to go at WrestleMania. And maybe even after WrestleMania, because I think he is a guy who can really take advantage of being in a main event spot.
All right, then we have Ronda Rousey taking on Dana Brooke. The match lasted like 3 seconds, and it looked like actually 18 seconds, but it looked like she busted her arm. Then Ronda punched out all the referees and security guards, even her husband, Travis Brown, punched out a referee there and took Ronda Rousey. Whatever. Like, enough is enough with that. I'm not even making a comment about that. But then they had an interview with Dave Bautista from his home in Tampa. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Yeah, so Michael Cole was trying to get to the bottom of it, of why Bautista has a problem with Triple H. And Batista flat out said that Triple H uses everybody to get to the top. He used DX, he used Evolution, and Batista just doesn't like Triple H. And this kind of confused me a little bit, because Batista already beat in Triple H at WrestleMania in the past, so I don't get why he wants to do it again. If it should be the other way around, I think it's Triple H who should be the heel and wanting to defeat Batista, because that's something he's never done. So Batista being the heel and Triple H being the face is not a great start, and I'm still looking forward to it at WrestleMania, but I think their roles in this match are kind of taking the interest out of it a little bit.
All right, Baron Corbin taking on Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews beating Baron Corbin in 4 minutes 25 seconds. So much for momentum for a WrestleMania match, eh? All right, no comment about it. It's Baron Corbin, whatever. All right, then we have finally a recap of Braun Strowman destroying the Saturday Night Live guys' car. Then Alexa Bliss, who's the host of WrestleMania, tells him, don't go crazy. Don't get these hands on the Saturday Night Live guys. Give me 1 week to settle this. So hopefully Braun gives her 1 week, and we'll see what happens. And then we have the main event of the evening, Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins.
Yeah, so McIntyre, as Paul Heyman really hyped him up in the beginning of the show, came in this match wanting to take out the final Shield member. Last week he took out Roman and Dean Ambrose. He wanted to finish the job tonight. And we saw Brock Lesnar come out with Paul Heyman and cost Seth Rollins a match. It looked like Seth Rollins was on his way to getting the pinfall against Drew McIntyre and avenging his Shield brothers' injuries last week. So it furthers the storyline with Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar coming out and crossing Rollins, and it keeps Drew McIntyre looking really strong heading into WrestleMania.
20 days away from WrestleMania. And by the way, they announced a couple matches like we already talked about, but Braun Strowman announced he will participate in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. It looks like WrestleMania is going to be at least 15, 16, 17 matches, 12 hours long. Giancarlo, you want to come and bring beer for like 12 hours?
Yeah, that should be a blast.
Yeah.
17 matches of fun.
All right, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my articles on barnburner.ca.
Thanks a lot, Giancarlo.